He has left the constituency time to, as an executive, to work with Dublin in relation to where we go from here, whether we look at new candidates other than our county councillors, whether we look at new blood altogether, whether we look to the future maybe with some more women on the card for Fine Gael, and whether or not, you know, that we've a difficult road ahead. But in so doing today, we acknowledge the fantastic work that has been done to date by Joe McHugh. He is, and hopefully will be with us for the next 2 years in Fine Gael and in politics. And he, at that stage, will have 25 years given to the party, to the county, and to the country, really, because of the different roles that he has taken over the last number of years.
It is a big challenge facing the constituency organisation, looking ahead to the next election, be it 2024 or before that, because, as you've acknowledged, Fine Gael hasn't had the easiest past couple of years in terms of performance in council elections, and getting a good candidate to stand in the general is going to be tough.
We have good people in Fine Gael. Our councillors, our people working on the ground, and our executive and our ordinary members around our seven electoral areas. So we're not afraid of the challenge. We look at the moment to new blood that has come in. We look to Barry Sweeney, a councillor in the south of the county. We look at Johnny McGuinness, who's taken over from his father, Bernard. We look to Jimmy Kavanagh and Letterkenny, who polled fantastically well in the Letterkenny Milford electoral area. And we look at Martin Harley, who ran as a running mate and whose vote was the reason we did retain our Fine Gael seat. But we're not afraid of this, because when we go back to a time when Joe McHugh joined us initially, we had been without representation in Fine Gael in the constituency. And other than the help we got from Denny McGinley as the sitting TD in the South West, we know what it's like to be down there, and we've no problem. We will look at this and we will face the challenges. We're looking forward to working with head office on this, with the new general secretary and with our new regional organiser, John Loughan, who has been very supportive over recent days after this decision was announced.